This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Friday, April 1, 2022, and these are the headlines. Six individuals were injured after a van plowed through seven vehicles along Carlos P. Garcia Highway at corner Tahimik Avenue in Matina, Balusong at 5:20 p.m. on Wednesday, March 30. Major Noel Villahermosa, the Talomo Police Station Commander, identified the injured passengers as Irene Florida, Pablo Aranya Jr., Gabriel Mercado, and Crisel Sumadia, all residents of Woodridge Subdivision, Maa. Villahermosa said they were the passengers of a Toyota Hi-Ace van driven by Mark Anthony Taunan Rivas from Lang, North Cotabato. Also, an injured passenger of Mitsubishi Adventure was identified as Christian Balmosino, a resident of Matina, Pangi. Another back rider of a Honda XRM motorcycle identified as Roderick Damayo of Buhangin. According to the report, the van was traveling from the south and heading north when it lost control and hit the motorcycles and ran over all other vehicles. The report said motorcycles were traveling along the northbound lane of C.P. Garcia Highway preceding Matina Pangi Bridge coming from the south direction. Upon reaching the above-mentioned place of incident, the Isuzu Highlander coming from Tahimik Avenue executed a left turn going south Bangkal where a collision occurred when the van driver lost control. Six individuals in all vehicles sustained physical injuries and were brought by the responding ambulances of Central 911 to Southern Philippines Medical Center Hospital for their medical treatment while all vehicles incurred an undetermined amount of damage. Meanwhile, SM Super Malls was awarded for its continuous nationwide efforts by the DILG, DOH, DTI, and DICT for their unwavering support of the national vaccination and VaxCert PH programs as well as carrying the safety seal in all 76 malls. In recognition of the vaccination efforts of the best-performing local government units, the DILG held an awards ceremony on Tuesday, March 22, 2022 at the SM Mall of Asia with the opening remarks led by Mr. Stephen Tan, President of SM Super Malls. The winner have shown synergy with the government's implementation of numerous programs. According to DILG Secretary Eduardo M. Año, 2 years into the COVID-19 pandemic. He believes that the other LGUs can learn from the winners and should strive to emulate their victory. The Safety Seal Program grants a safety seal to public and private businesses or buildings, signifying that the building or establishments in compliance with COVID-19 health guidelines. With 5,800 safety seals awarded to enterprises in the HUC category, Quezon City topped the victors. Dasmariñas City, Cavite issued 500 seals to take first place in the CCICC category. Bambang Nueva Vizcaya was declared the winner in the municipality category, receiving 807 safety seals. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.